In fact, the two-year average was expressly designed to account for low-emission years, a lesson learnt from an early attempt to set the baseline in 2010, which was thwarted by the eruption of Eyjafjallajökull, an Icelandic volcano which grounded flights in Europe. Another complaint is that many of the offsets airlines can buy are ineffective. A report in November last year by the New Climate Institute and the Stockholm Environment Institute, two think tanks, found that 80% of Corsia's potential offsets are unlikely to have any additional benefit to the climate. Since then, ICAO has, to its credit, limited the availability of junk offsets in this scheme, though green campaigners say it has not gone far enough. Offsets bargain prices also suggests something is amiss. In 2018, the average price in the voluntary market, outside of mandated schemes, was $3 per tonne of CO2, about a sixth of the carbon price in the EU emissions trading scheme. Last year, EasyJet, a British low-cost carrier, announced plans to offset all its annual emissions. This will cost it a footling $32 million. New offset projects created in anticipation of Corsia boosted supply, which is expected to be four times higher than demand. Industry executives claim that the original baseline would have imposed crippling costs. That seems overblown. Sparse coverage and the cheap offsets mean the cost to the industry is low. Assuming an offset price of $5 per tonne of CO2, Mr. Rutherford estimates the change in the baseline will save airlines $350 million a year. That is less than 1% of the forecast operating cash flow in 2021 for a panel of 37 listed airlines. Foregoing those savings would have been a small price to pay for burnishing airlines' reputations as they seek billions in government bailouts. Accusations of greenwashing will make calls to attach potentially much costlier green strings to the rescue packages grow louder.